Now, breaking news this lunchtime, the DUP has said that it will vote against the British government in this week's first UK parliamentary vote on the new Windsor Framework Brexit deal. The announcement was made by party leader Geoffrey Donaldson a short time ago. Let's talk to Sam McBride now, Northern Editor of the Belfast Telegraph and Sunday Independent. Sam, thanks for taking our call on this. As I say, breaking news this lunchtime. What have the DUP said?
Well, they have said that they will vote against this statutory instrument, so this piece of secondary legislation going through the Commons on Wednesday. The really clear significance of this is that what the British government has said is that this piece of really quite minor legislation is going to be the one chance that MPs get to express themselves on the entire deal. And so therefore, this piece of law is technically to do with the storm and break. So that's the mechanism, the very complex mechanism at the heart of this deal, which would allow Stormont to have some sort of say on EU laws that they don't like going through the Stormont system. They could back that over to the British government. If the British government agreed with them, they could then veto that in the future in terms of future EU laws that come down the line. So that's one of the aspects of this deal which the DUP did broadly like. And so for them to be voting against this is not entirely comfortable, but I think it is an indication of both the fact that Sir Geoffrey Donaldson, who is widely believed inside and outside the DUP to be very much in favour of getting back into Stormont as soon as possible. He is not master of the party. The party is being led by its grassroots, by its MPs, by its membership, who are much more hardline on this. And also, I think there is a sense here that the government has been very poor at really selling this to the DUP. They have not answered some of the fairly basic questions around it. They've given some misleading information. And so while there are lots of good things in here that the government could have presented, quite honestly, they've gone beyond that and I think actually undermined confidence where otherwise people might have said, well, it's not everything that we wanted, but it is much better than what was there before.
I mean, it's perhaps particularly surprising because Geoffrey Donaldson had created this panel, hadn't he, to report back, to gauge opinion and report back on the Windsor framework. I think Arlene Foster is involved in it, Peter Robinson. So this is a decision which, to some extent, has preempted that, has it?
It really has preempted that. I think when you read this statement, the key line to me is that he says, notwithstanding the issues and conditions which have to be met to make the break work, that's the Stormont break, it remains a case that the break is not designed for and therefore cannot apply to the EU law which is already in place and for which no consent has been given for its application. So essentially what Donaldson is saying there is that because this break only applies to future EU law, it doesn't apply to the EU law that is already in place in the protocol, that's unacceptable. Now, I don't think there's almost anybody on this island or in these islands or in the EU who believes that that aspect of the protocol is going to be altered, that suddenly Stormont is going to be given a say on whether any of the existing EU laws continue to apply. So the logic of that seems to me to be very clearly pushing the DUP towards opposing the entire Windsor framework. But the final thing I would say on that is that while voting against this is significant, it's symbolic, it's certainly not a really straightforward move by Donaldson, I think that the key thing here has always been not what the DUP says about the Windsor framework, but about what it does in terms of Stormont. Does it really argue firmly against it, say it's dreadful, grumble about it, moan about it, but actually in 2 or 3 months' time go back into Stormont? That's the key thing, and on that this statement is silent.
Sam McBride from the Belfast Telegraph and the Sunday Independent, thank you very much for that.